This I'm going to need you to talk me through. How could this possibly go wrong?
You've made me laugh and you've shit me up. This fucker sold me on this book so hard.
There's a map at the beginning. I ain't reading it.
This is boring.
No, we don't talk about it. We completely and utterly fucking ignore it, bastards. People out there are going, what the fuck?
This is the stuff I want to hear from a podcast.
I fucking loved it. I thought it was brilliant. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Two Crones in a Book with your host Shel and
Annette.
This episode is another review, is for Things Have Gotten Worse Since We Last Spoke.
The story of our lives.
Yeah. It's every trauma dump before we start recording. by Eric LaRocca, L-A-R-O-C-C-A. Excellent. I don't quite know how to begin with this one. I'll give you the synopsis, which was a sadomasochism, obsession and death. A whirlpool of darkness churns at the heart of a macabre ballet between two lonely young women in an internet chat room in the early 2000s. A darkness that threatens to forever transform them once they finally succumb to their most horrific desires. What have you done today to deserve your eyes?
I mean, yeah, to be fair, that's quite a pull.
To be fair, it sounds fucking fantastic.
That description is a pull and a half.
Yeah, and it's got 4 stars.
Yeah, it's only, was it 120 pages?
Well, I cheated. I had quite a bit, and I wonder if this was part of my mistake. I did the audio on this one. I didn't read it. I did the audio because I thought, oh, it's bite size. It was 2 hours and 14 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, I don't normally, but when I read it, I was like, maybe I'm missing a trick. So I Googled it. Which I don't normally do, as you know. I normally rely on you for all that sort of stuff. And it seems to have a bit of love-ish.
It's kind of, I would almost describe it like a Marmite kind of book.
Yeah, you either love it or you hate it.
Yeah, well, hate's a strong word. No, there is definitely a hardcore group for this book. Do you want a little bit of background for it?
Of course I do. This is what I rely on you for.
Of course you do. Right, so a bit about Eric LaRocca. He is the author of, obviously, Things Have Gotten Worse Since We Last Spoke, and the... Oh, God, I can't read my own writing. The Strange Thing We Became and Other Dark Tales. He's an active member of the Horror Writers Association and lives in New England with his partner. I have an article here from This Is Horror, which I think is a podcast. I'll just read this to you here. When asked about what is your most notable work, LaRocca said, I suppose my most notable work would have to be my 2021 weird punk novella, Things Have Gotten Worse Since We Last Spoke. I never anticipated that particular book to take off the way it did, especially since it's so short and so noticeably fixed in a niche market. But I think readers were fascinated by Kim Jacobson's exceptional cover art, as well as the book's compelling title. And he's not wrong. The artwork is exquisite.
Absolutely gorgeous, yeah.
And what a provoking title. He is not wrong. I mean, hats off to him for that. Obviously, when I was writing that piece, I'd hoped it might receive some attention from readers. However, I certainly was not prepared for the level of attention it ended up receiving. That's not to say I'm ungrateful in any way. I'm forever indebted to those who have taken the time to read and review the book. Each review means the absolute world to me, and I look forward to sharing more of my work with my devoted readers very soon. So from that, as you can gather, it is kind of, it's got like a cult status, this book, for sure. And I think it does to a certain, to some, it definitely resonates. But as I said, I mean, when I saw that cover art, Michelle, I mean, we always say never judge, but my God, it's it's so provoking. It's this beautiful, lush blue background with a woman in this, a woman in this yellow top with slight blood splatter down the side, and it's like they've scraped the paint from the face to reveal underneath this kind of mess. And it's so beautiful.
Definitely.
So yeah, that's a bit of the background for you.
Well, I completely agree with you about the artwork. I think that that would make an absolutely gorgeous poster.
Oh, God, yeah. I would have that on the wall for sure.
Yeah, absolutely lush. I think that the synopsis is intriguing and alluring.
Yes.
I have just been scanning, as we've been speaking, through the reviews on Amazon. And they, although overall it comes in at 3.8, so 4, there are a lot of ones. And there are a lot of twos. And I think I'm with them. I don't know if I went wrong with the going with an audio, like I say. But one of the things is, I mean, anyone who hasn't read it, it is, it's being recounted to you through emails and a chat room.
Yeah.
Now, whilst this worked in an absolutely fantastic book that we recently read offline, what was that called?
Found,
yeah. Which
the anthology of found footage horror, excellent book.
100% fucking fantastic. And whilst that kind of layout, because in that book it does text messages, it does emails, each short story is in a different kind of format. I was hooked with that book. With this, I don't know if part of my problem was every time it switched in this audiobook, it would give you the full email address, it would give you or the tag, the handle. And I was so fucking sick of hearing it.
That was a bit harsh, I don't think it could have maybe shorthanded somehow in the audio.
Yeah. I mean, for me, do we want to tell people what the gist of the book is?
Should we just go straight into spoilers or...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll go straight to the spoiler floor for this bad boy.
Next stop, the spoiler floor. So you've got this woman, she's trying to sell something online and she gets chatting to this other woman.
Yep.
This other woman randomly sends her money and is ultra supportive, and it begins to escalate from there, and they begin to develop feelings. It becomes very clear that one is a dom. Respect to the doms. If that's your bag, that's your bag. I've got no problem with that at all. However, it begins to take slightly darker turns. It's more than that, to the point where towards the end of the book, big spoiler, towards the end of the book, the dom actually turns around and says, actually, I've been doing things that I didn't expect you to do, and I'm not comfortable with it.
Yeah.
You know, so even that person who's been telling them what to do has taken it too far and acknowledges that. The frightening element about this for me was I can see people falling into this trap unknowingly. You know, it happens all the time. That's the danger of the anonymity of the internet and being exploited, particularly if you're particularly vulnerable. But I just didn't care.
it didn't gel for you.
No, and like I say, it might be because it was the audio version.
Yeah.
There was, I will say that I do have a bit of an issue now with worms, and I keep looking at people wondering if they've got worms.
See now, there's something that stuck with
there
you
is
from
something
this
that
now,
stuck
didn't
with
it?
Yeah, you know, I was like, okay, perhaps it's time that me and everybody I know goes on a parasite cleanse just in case.
You're going to look at that slice of pizza you left in the fridge for about 3 days from the takeaway and go, I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah, you know, it's just, no. I, to the point where, and I'm going to hand over to you in a minute because I'm sure you're going to be much more constructive. And I will say that I respect anybody who enjoys this book as reading is a personal thing. But I ended up listening to this. I worked up, and Annette can vouch for this because she saw it. I ended up working up to a 2.3 speed just to get it over with.
And she made me sit with her through that journey and said, stop messaging me, leave me alone. No, you're going through this. I've already finished the book, leave me alone. No, we're doing this together.
And that became more of a challenge to me that I accepted than finishing the book. It was, I wonder how fast I can go. And I made it to 2.3.
Oh, my God. I don't think I could even hear people at that point.
I'm hyper-focused. So I've got it. If you do it in increments, you can adjust. So you.
Yes.
You lead on this now. What did
you.
This was an Annette pick.
Yes. Yes. Well, as I said, this book was a bit of a viral hit, you know. It was kind of one of them sneaky ones. And then, obviously, I was initially drawn in, who isn't, by the artwork, as we've described, and the title, the tagline, What Have You Done to Earn Your Eyes Today? It's like, what?
Yeah.
This is, and it's only 2 hours odd on the audio, because I did do audio as well. I kind of wish one of us had read the book just to know if it felt different.
Yeah.
Because then you can mentally just block out that repetitive bit and just focus, like you said, that especially when there was like only one or two sentences per person and it was doing the whole header each time. And that just got, maybe just have it down to like from such and such and time stamp rather than the whole.
Yeah.
You know, that did get a little bit much. But blocking that out, the story, I think, is it starts off so innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And you can and when things start creeping in, it's like, oh, I can see where this one's going. Dirty so-and-sos, you know. It's like it's turning in one of them sauce pots. It's like, I got myself one of them spicy books, haven't I? And then as it goes, I was like, if this is spicy, I don't want to read spicy. This is a bit nasty. This is a bit gross. This is a bit, what's going on? So, yeah, what I will say is I honestly, maybe more of, as a, like a short film or script-wise, I think this would work a lot better.
You reckon?
I think it might do, because obviously you've not got that obsessive repetitiveness.
Yeah.
It is literally just the description of the website and all that. And it does drain you a fair bit, to be honest. But when putting that aside and looking at the story, as it starts, I definitely got drawn in. Obviously, it gets pretty fucking absurd, but that's what, you know, weird punk is supposed to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, like, I could imagine that whole first part being part of, like, a short film.
Yeah.
Definitely. It'd be quite interesting to see it being made into something if that's an option for it in the future. I don't know if it would be.
I'm not being funny. That's going to be, like, Human Centipede. Kind of thing, isn't it? You know, that whole tapeworm bit at the end is going to be,
well, great. Yeah, that's the only bit. I mean, unless you can kind of, you know, it's a cheap budget, we'll work around it, you know.
It's a bit of paper mache.
we'll just hint at it rather than anything else. No, but I'm almost kind of like blocking that part out of my brain for the rest of the story.
You need a parasite purge.
No, but honestly, the rest of the story really did drag me in. That whole relationship and how it grows and changes. And I almost felt to a point that whether or not the second character actually was even a woman.
I wondered that.
I had the feeling like this is just a fella playing with the emotions of this queer woman who is on her own.
Yeah. And was clearly vulnerable. Seeing,
yeah. And the fact, like, I mean, I don't have much experience with lesbian women. but from what I've read, no, I'm just kidding. But no, it didn't ring true from what I've heard from like your experiences with like kind of, you know, it's the reactions and the interactions
I
and conversation.
I've never been involved with, nor discussed, nor suggested tapeworms. And I will. You can tell what I got stuck on.
I know, though. No, think about it, though. It's the way when she's trying to entice her in, like when she's revealing that she would submit to being a certain way. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, it's the approach just didn't ring necessarily true to how it would be approached between two women. Am I wrong? I don't know.
I think that it might depend on the vulnerability. I mean, predators are everywhere. We know that.
Yeah.
Regardless of what your bag is and what isn't. I don't know if we struggled with this because we are both the sort of women who would have turned around and gone, fuck off.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Do you know, to us, although we acknowledge that, you know, there are people who would react differently for valid different reasons, and that's not criticism. And for us, if you think of all the things that we read and the types of characters that we appreciate most in our literature,
yeah,
they're either feisty or they are resilient and strong. You know, even if they are broken and extremely damaged, they are able to keep putting one foot in front of the other. They're the sort of literary women that we kind of gravitate to.
Yes.
So I don't know if we struggled with this because, you know, if someone said to us, right, well, you're going to go and do this now, I'd have been like, no, I'm fucking not.
No, but my point of view more being, though, the commands and all that from the Dom just didn't seem like the kind of commands that would come from a woman. And like the way it went down, the parenthood kind of vibe, it just didn't, you know, it kind of took me out of it a little bit.
Yeah, and I get that. I mean, generally.
And that's why it made me think maybe it was a guy pretending to be a woman.
Yeah, it was a bit of fun that got out of hand. For them.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't, I don't think, I'm not in that world, but from what I understand, I don't think that is the way that a true Dom would behave anyway.
Yeah.
You know, they're normally quite, there is elements of consideration and caring. And I think you're right, the way that they were presenting that was fake. It wasn't genuine. It was, I've read somewhere that I'm supposed to.
Yeah, that's kind of so you could like read that almost into it. That would be a lovely twist, like if you were doing it, as I said, like in a short film.
Yeah, and
this whole time that's the twist.
Ends with a bloke looking at the screen. Yeah.
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 We're rewriting it now, and that's not a great thing. I honestly do think there is a lot of promise to this.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's. He knows how to draw you in for sure. And there was definitely up to a certain point, I very much enjoyed it. Obviously, when we get to the weird punk side of things, with the forbidden worm that we will not talk about. that was just it did take me out of it, and I think it could have gone a very different way. But there is a market for that kind of story, and there are people that really enjoyed this, and I'm not going to take that away from them whatsoever.
I agree with you completely. I am not about banning books. I
heck no.
Yeah, you know, you, if this is your thing, this is your thing. It's just not mine. I didn't. It wasn't the right kind of horror. It wasn't the right kind of lesbian energy for me. It wasn't. Yeah, like, I mean, if the only two things that I've taken away, if I'm truly honest, the two things that I recall most from this book are the tapeworm.
Yep.
And the continuous repetitiveness of the handles.
See, now, whereas I've purposely blocked those out and concentrated on the rest of it, and I think that's why I have a little bit more appreciation for it than you do. And I did like the wraparound ending of bringing it back to that tagline.
Yes.
I did like that. I wanted more of that tagline in there, though.
Yeah.
I really did.
I think this might be one that we possibly disagree on. I don't begrudge anyone who loves it or enjoys it. I would say read it to make your own choice, but it isn't one I'm going to recommend to anyone to read.
Off the top of my head, I can't particularly think of anyone immediately. I appreciate elements of it. I did enjoy the beginning. Mm-hmm. The ending wasn't for me.
Tapeworm.
I mean, I'd say give it a go. I mean, it's 2 hours of your life. You know, you could spend it however you want.
It's less than that if you do it in
2.3. God. I mean, give it, honestly, check out the artwork if anything.
Oh, definitely.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, yeah. No, the artwork for sure.
Absolutely stunning.
And even the synopsis.
Such a draw. Yeah, just go up to the just read up to the bit before the tapeworm and you read. I'm sorry, no, we're not being rude at all. We're having a bit of fun. No, I give if you are definitely into your weird punk, you know, your kind of splatterpunk, weird punk kind of thing, maybe give it a whirl. You might enjoy it. It's short, it's quick. You'll get through it. I think that's all we can really say.
Definitely. Each to their own. Not my bag.
Exactly.
But I'm sure.
But it will be for someone. So if you are out there and it is your cup of tea, we thoroughly hope you enjoy it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, see you next time.
All right, guys. Take care.